average a little bit there.
Well, it's tough to run for 20 every time you get it.
I hate when that happens. 8:12 left in the third quarter. 42-0 Harbor Beach now faced with a first and goal from the 9.5-yard line. T formation in the backfield. We have Boudet, Reidner, and Seltz. Kraft under center. Hands this one up to Reidner. Gets through line scrimmage. Spins off a tackler and gets forced into the end zone. Okay, sure. And it's a touchdown, Harbor Beach. DJ Reidner with a 9-yard gain and a score. Now makes it Harbor Beach 48. Lakers, nothing, with 7:50 left in the third quarter still. This game, we had a lot of play to still, Dave.
Yeah, I know, and Harbor Beach's offense is not slowing down. No matter who's in there, who's touching the ball right now. Got to credit the offensive line for creating all these holes for any of these guys touching the ball right now.
I don't think you'll see Harbor Beach.
Harbor Beach has not punted the ball yet tonight. Nick Hessling, with the extra point, is up, and it is good. So, Nick Hessling, 7 for 7 of the night. We have a flag after the kick in the backfield of Harbor Beach. And it's against roughing the kicker against Lakers. So, that's going to be against on the kickoff. And you're tuned to WLAW. It's 49-0 Harbor Beach over Lakers. 7:50 left in the third quarter.
It's Chevy Truck Month, and Moore's Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and C-Wing is continuing the Mammoth Truck Sale. You can save thousands this month on a new Chevy light or heavy-duty truck.
Hello, I'm Jay Maynard with Moore's Shoreline Chevrolet Buick. We have the largest selection of Chevy trucks in the county. We have huge rebates, or you may choose 0% for 72 months. You come see me, and I will give you a minimum of $3,000 on any trade you drive in here on a new Chevy truck out of stock. Come see me, Jay Maynard, at Moore's Shoreline and C-Wing, where Chevy runs deep.
Harbor Beach keeps getting back into the end zone. 49-0 with 7 minutes and 50 seconds left in the third quarter to go. My favorite stat of the night, Nick Hassling, 7 for 7 on PATs.
Okay, no doubt about him, too.
Into the rain, into the wind, and he's still putting them through.
Oof, and with plenty of room to spare, folks. You got to see it to believe it.
I'm at loss of words here. Now Nick Hessling, after the roughing the kicker on the extra point, is setting off, playing the ball at the Laker 45-yard line. So I have a feeling this one might go through the end of the end zone.
Into the wind, into the rain.
Sounds like a good bet to me. As we have a quarterback warming up on the sidelines for Harbor Beach. We'll get a number on him. Looks like Kraft has seen his last of the night. And Hessling kicks this one off. Boy, and this is a field goal nearly good, and it's into the end zone. They bring it out, and they're going to call the touchback, regardless if you ran it out.
Apparently, so, you can't bring it out.
Apparently not.
Right, in high school, you can't.
And so it's 7:49 left in the third quarter. It's Harbor Beach 49, Lakers nothing.
We would know that because it doesn't happen very often, Clark.
I suppose so. For good reason, too. So it's first and 10 for the Lakers from their own 20-yard line, right to left across your radio. Are the Lakers trying to march down the field? Harbor Beach has the entire second string in there. First and 10. Coming out in the spread formation, wind and rain at their backs, post in the shotgun, too wide each way. Post rolling to his left, trying to pass it. It's a slant, nearly picked off. Pass was intended for number 5, Evan Kaczynski. Nearly picked off by number 56, Justin Lisewski. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it does.
All right, just making sure.
Yes, it does. Yes, nice play.
He's a defensive end. Wasn't quite sure there.
Nice play by Justin. Dropping back in the backfield, playing a little zone, and Post didn't see him.
7:05, this is the first time these two teams have met since 2005, 7-year span here. Traditionally, the first week matchup or the last week matchup historically since 1960. A little bit of a bad snap on that one in the shotgun and spread formation. Post grabs it and has to salvage whatever he could get. And it goes for maybe a 1-yard gain, brings up 3rd and 9 now for Lakers. Six and a half minutes to play in the third quarter. Running clock situation. Harbor Beach 49, Lakers nothing. 3rd and 9 for Lakers on the right side of your radio. rigging out the 21-yard line. Post comes out to the spread. To his left is Diaz, two receivers wide each way. There's the snap, goes right off his face mask, a fumble on the play, not quite sure who's off of it. Looks like Harbor Beach has it.
Yep.
And indeed, they do. Number 63 comes up with it. That's Jacob Shoemaker, the 6'2", 195 defensive end junior for Harbor Beach. Comes up with the turnover. And Harbor Beach now with a very short field in the red zone. 20 yards for a score, 5:45 left in the third with a running clock.
When the going's bad, Clark, the going's bad. Lakers just can't buy a break here tonight. And now leaving that Harbor Beach offense in great field position inside the 20, looking to score.
Derek Puff, number 7, is now the quarterback for the Pirates. Eli Kraft has seen his last action of the night for the 49-point lead. T formation, Puff is under center. As he hands it off to Seltzer on the right side, he's a speed demon. Gets out there for about 4 yards before he's brought down. Brings up 2nd and 6 from the 17-yard line.
The Lakers running back slash linebacker, Diaz, makes the tackle.
Gain of 3 according to the spot. Brings up 2nd and 7. At halftime, it's Reese 11, Vassar nothing. If you're curious on the GTC West showdowns, Reese 11, Vassar nothing at halftime. 49-0, 4:50 left in the third. Derek Buff, the new quarterback for Harbor Beach, hands it off to number 3. That's Colin Cook. He breaks free of his first tackler and gets brought down at the 7-yard line after a smash tackle from the back. But before that, he had a 10-yard gain. Harbor Beach firing on all cylinders, even the secondary.
Yeah, Derek Buff looking good as the backup quarterback. No issues with the exchange, hitting the right guys, running through the hole. So far, nice job by him.
It's 1st and goal from the 6-yard line for Harbor Beach, working off the left hash. 3 men in the backfield. Derek Buff, your quarterback. In the backfield, Austin Seltz, Boudette, and number 3, Callum Cook. This one's off to Boudette. Tries to get through the middle of the line. Not much there, maybe a yard on the play. And Jared Bidette's first carry of the night is for 1 yard. 2nd and goal from the 5.
I saw that.
3:55 in the third quarter, 49-0 Harbor Beach. When it rains, it pours. Literally, it is raining right to left across your radio. Everyone huddling behind blankets. First rain we've had in a football game this season, besides, of course, the rainstorm.
Oh.
That fell through on me there. 3:30 left in the third, running clock, 49-0. Kauf hands this one off to number 3, Colin Cook, around the left side. And he is in for the score, touchdown, Harbor Beach. So Colin Cook is now in the book with a touchdown, and now they are into the 50s. It's Harbor Beach 55, Lakers nothing. Not much to say here, Dave.
No, just another tough run by another Harbor Beach tailback, refusing to go down, fighting at the goal line. Even with the score, still fighting for every yard.
Colin Cook, number 3, with a 5-yard scamper into the left side of the touch end zone for the score, 55-0. Nick Hessling back out there for the kick. Trying to go 8-for-8, a little bit of a low snap, still gets it off and through the uprights. He's now 8-for-8 on the night. Nick Hessling. This has to be some sort of record for Harbor Beach stats. You're tuned to WIW. 2:40 left in the third quarter. It's 56-0 Harbor Beach over the Lakers.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came.
This is Patty Reinhart from Thumb National Bank and Trust. At Thumb National, we support our local community school athletics. When it comes to playing a game, you need a good coach to guide you to victory. Let Thumb National Bank be your guide for personal service, professional excellence, and over 100 years of financial experience that any team needs to succeed. Stop into any one of our offices and let us show you the winning difference that Thumb National can make for you. We're Thumb National Bank and Trust Company with locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, 2 locations in Bay City, where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Harbor Beach cut the cake.